Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Smashing.
Hello and welcome to Copy in Copenhagen. My name is Owen and I'm with Marius.
Hi, awesome.
And I'm with Abby.
Hi.
You're right.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah?
I just was like, I'm on tenterhooks when Marius responds.
What's he going to say?
Yeah, I'm just like, is he going to do it?
Is he going to do it?
And then that time really, it dragged it out. I was
excited. It surprised myself. Yeah. I did not know it was going to come.
This is Copy in Copenhagen, a podcast about life in Copenhagen. The titular city. It's also about life in Denmark.
What? Mm. What happened there?
I don't know. I tried to say titular. What's the word?
Yeah, but he got a little hung up on the tits.
Hey, I'm not going
to blame you.
I can't blame you.
Jesus Christ. Hi, Lester.
It's about
can't
life.
Blame you, Owen. Can't blame you. If you cut this out, I will kill you.
Like your
you
dreams.
You know what my dreams
like
are about.
Dreams?
You know what my dreams
I'm
are about.
Talk about that in a minute. We talk about life in Copenhagen. We talk about life in Denmark. We talk about life in Scandinavia. We talk about life in general.
Yes, in the world.
I'm just going to be on a t-shirt someday. I'm Owen and I'm Irish and I talk about that. And Abby's American.
I am. I'm American.
And she's living here like I've been living here. And she talks about that sometimes.
Here we are.
Yeah. And Marius is Danish and he brings us the Danish perspective. Because you live here and you talk to us about Denmark and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the things we talk about. I hear you asking what do we talk about.
Yeah,
We talk about news articles such as the ones you'd find on the Copenhagen Post. You'd find our podcast up here too, of course. And we talk about news articles in general that you find interesting or we find interesting that generally about Scandinavia or Denmark or could be anything.
I got a great one today.
Oh, this is good.
Anyway, carry on. I'm really excited about my story today, guys.
You excited?
Yeah.
Big excitement over there.
Big excitement.
I'm about two-thirds the way through reading it right now. There's some good stuff in here.
You're actually reading an article?
Yeah, the whole thing.
Oh, my God.
That's how good this article is.
Wow, okay.
That's how good this article is.
Yeah. Article.
And when we don't have good articles, we talk about just our experiences living in Denmark and Scandinavia and stuff.
Yeah.
If you've joined us through Copenhagen Post, thank you for clicking on it. If you join us through iTunes, thank you so much. And be so kind. Be so kind. We're getting to the end of the year.
Leave us a review.
Two things you can do. If you like what we've done, if you've listened to more than one episode and you haven't done anything in particular, we ask
stars
or a written review.
Sweet nothings.
Hey guys, speaking of that, where's my freaking face cake?
It's not the last episode, Abby. There's another episode.
Oh my God. We have 102.
I was in the middle of something.
All right.
So,
well.
I'm asking.
Have you checked under the table?
Oh, for God's sake. Children. I work with children.
Nothing.
if you've listened to more than two episodes and you like what we do, please just take a moment and write a review. Or another really, really nice thing is send it to a friend. If you have a friend who you think might find this interesting or funny or have something they might want to tell us, send it to a friend.
Mm.
Or if at the end of the day you want to tell us something, you can tell us at copyincopenhagen@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Did you see what Mihai told us?
Yeah, he gave us a deep description of how you live in the countryside here.
Very detailed description.
Very good.
And how you get home from drinking.
Yeah.
It was good.
Question out last week and we got a very, very good reply. Thank you for that.
Yes, I feel informed.
Yeah, me too. We'll talk a little bit about that in a minute. We're on Spotify as well, of course. And I think I've done enough of all that. Marius.
Why don't you take a break, Owen?
Just kick back here for a while.
Let me butter you up with some Danish news, okay?
Please do.
Yeah, you ready?
I'm ready.
You ready, Abby?
Yeah, I'm ready.
No, Christmas
she's
trees.
Reading. Abby's reading.
I finished my
Christmas
article.
Trees.
When no one was going on and on and on.
Marius.
Christmas trees.
Yeah.
I would say, and I hope this has been your experience, that we do not do plastic Christmas trees in Denmark.
No, you don't. Yeah. No, I've never thought about that.
We get a proper tree.
And you put real candles on it.
Real live candles on it.
Very dangerous.
Very dangerous.
Yeah. I've never noticed that, but you're right. No, I've never seen plastic tree here.
No. No.
I've seen a few pink ones. A few pink ones.
Pink ones, okay. Yeah.
You know, like some that are cutesy, kitsch kind of situations.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
But then it's a choice. It's a choice.
It's a choice.
Yeah. And it's not really...
It's not to look real.
No.
Right.
But things are changing.
Oh.
Things are changing, guys. We're experiencing an increase in Danes buying plastic Christmas trees.
Oh.
Garden centers, supermarkets, chains where you can buy saws and hammers and nails. They're also selling plastic trees. Coop is doing them quickly. Superbosen. They're all just banging out plastic Christmas trees right now.
Mm.
And it's over 40% more plastic trees compared to 2022. And wow. There's
40%?
40% up this year. Wow. That's
I haven't seen any plastic Christmas tree marketing. I don't know where this has come from.
Marius is doing it right now.
Marius works for Big Tree Plastics.
IKEA saying they've sold out of all their plastic trees.
Wow.
So IKEA would say that though.
This has apparently been sort of a development that's over the last couple of years. We've seen sort of an increase in the sales of plastic Christmas trees.
Hmm.
Now, how does that align with our understanding of being sort of leaders on the green path? The people who care about the climate.
I really hope you're going to have an answer to that question. Yeah. I am curious. How does it? Is it?
Is there any?
Is it better? Is it worse?
Yeah.
You have to use your plastic Christmas tree 20 years before the climate sort of costs are sort of paid.
Thank you for clarifying that.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Because it does feel like the kind of thing that would be like a disappointing, it's better.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like the kind of thing that would be like, all right, you know, it doesn't feel better and it doesn't look better and it doesn't smell better, but it's better. And that feels great because no one's going to keep it.
20 years.
20 years. So 20 years is too long.
20 years is too long for a plastic Christmas tree.
Yeah. I would say.
Yeah. That's great news.
You'd have to pretend to plant it. And like keep it in the garden and like...
No, they fold up and you keep it in their...
I know, but if you wanted to use it for 20 years, you'd have to like... You couldn't fold it and put it away. You'd have to like really love that plastic Christmas tree.
I have a lot to contribute to this,
okay? My dad...
Can I just, before...
God, I want to contribute.
I just want you to have all the facts.
All right, thank you.
These are good facts.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Really
I have some
facts.
More facts. Yeah. And that's quite rare. I have facts. So I'm really going to try and get them in here. It's very rare I have any answers to your questions to my articles. So I just want to say that a plastic Christmas tree, sort of, it's CO2. That's 50 kilos of CO2, where a regular tree is only like 2.5-3 kilos of CO2.
Oh.
Right. These are very clarifying statements. I like this.
I'm really into facts that support my general aesthetic.
Yeah. I don't have to change anything the way I think. Great. Thanks for that.
Yeah,
perfect.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was right all along. Great.
Okay. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have...
No, you can go.
Can I?
All right. Unload, Abby. What do you got?
All right. I got a lot. First of all, I want to rewind. I should have said this in the intro, but I was busy reading my article and not listening to Owen. Did you guys see that so many people are coming out, so many of our fans are coming out of the woodwork and saying that Marius and Owen look like they should switch bodies?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I just before we recorded, that was brought to my attention. That people, and I was talking to Marius about this. So there's... I'm all for it because there's two things. One, I missed the days.
All for switching bodies with Marius?
Yeah, because I'm...
Like Freaky Friday?
Yeah, I missed the days when you just listened to radio and you had to guess what somebody looked like, right? So I missed that. So I'm all for having like the image in your mind.
Yeah.
And I love that people are saying things like, they totally don't match. Like, as in, they have ownership of what I now look like.
Yeah.
Because they listen to it. I love it. Hey, if you want to imagine... this voice walking around in that body and pointing at Marius, that is your prerogative. That is fine. In fact, if you meet me on the street and you call me Marius, I'll just nod and smile.
I'll do the same. Yeah.
I met you both, I think, before I heard your voices, you know? I probably saw you first. I probably.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, no, most people don't see me first. pretty loud. You can hear me like from around four rooms corners. Away. Yeah. Yeah. Who's that? Am I going to meet her?
Yes, you are.
But now I'm going to work. I'm going to work at it. I'm going to try to join our listeners. And try to mentally switch you. And it's going to be hard because I am looking at you.
Because I do think
right
when I hear your voice, I do see Marius's face.
Oh, that's cute. Wow. That's nice.
Wait, so okay. I'm all of you?
Yeah. What?
Basically,
you got the best of all of us.
We just picture Marius as everybody on the podcast. And that's what our picture for today for this podcast will be. It'll be Marius's head on all three of our bodies.
Yes.
Yeah. And all the Rolling Stones in the background. Okay. Sorry for the detraction, the side traction, but I needed to say it. Now, the other things are, my dad, when I was growing up, my dad owned a landscape garden center.
Oh.
Yeah. Ah. Yeah. And so I worked there from the time I was like 10 or 11, probably very badly, but they paid me in money anyway. I got to clock in and clock out.
Oh, I have one of those, Oh my God. Ooh,
yeah. We sold real Christmas trees. My grandma, my mom's mom, so on the other side of my family, made wreaths, like beautiful Christmas wreaths to sell at the garden center, and they were big hits. And we like, it was like Christmas town there. Like there was like a whole gift shop with all this Christmas stuff. We, at home, in our house, plastic Christmas tree.
Ooh.
Even though my grandparents on my dad's side had a farm that they grew the Christmas trees on. So they were growing the Christmas trees. They were like cutting them down, selling them at my dad's garden center, and then telling me in my family that we were allergic. Somebody in our family thought it was a myth. I don't know. Okay. I mean, no, somebody in our family, I think, was allergic. I think my brother was allergic. I'm sure he's listening.
Yeah.
Ben, is it you?
Let us know.
Yeah.
Go sniff a tree, Ben. Let us know what happens.
But there was like a thing where it was like, oh, we're allergic. We can't have a Christmas tree. It makes us. But then I've had a real Christmas tree ever since I moved to Denmark. Love it. Love it. Don't feel allergic at all. I feel like this was a big prank. Years long prank.
My thought when you said that was, does your family, are they thinking about the bottom line? Were they able
the
to pick
line.
Were they thinking
right. like,
were
we
they
can sell that tree?
Yeah, exactly. Were they thinking I know where I can get a secondhand plastic one for cheap.
Yeah.
And then every single one we grow, I'm doing the money fingers. I'm doing the money fingers.
Money fingers. Talking with his hands, gesticulating that Owen. Oh, you'd think it was Marius, but it's Owen. But I think maybe my dad also. My dad is a sort of my dad landscaper outside all the time in gardens, allergic to bees.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Allergic to trees, maybe. Uh-huh. Allergic to cats. Had one at the nursery. He is like a glutton for punishment. But
Was he just sniffly and puffy eyed all the time?
Yeah, I thought that's just how he looked. Thought he had a mustache. It was snot.
Oh.
But anyway, I'm really into the real Christmas tree thing.
Yeah.
We ride on the freaking thing into the woods on like a sled pulled by horses. You can do that here.
Yeah.
It's freaking winter. Yeah, we go to like this place called like Ruzgard.
Here's me buying a tree in the cedar like a chump.
Oh my God. No. Get
like
on this
chump.
You got to take this carriage. You take it into the woods.
Yeah.
Okay, you get on the carriage.
Get on the carriage. All right. Walk me through this.
Yeah. You tell the guy dressed like Santa Claus. You just say, take me into the woods.
Take me into the woods.
You know, he's like, you don't really have to tell me. We're all here for this. And then he drives us into the woods.
No, I paid for this experience.
Yeah.
I'll treat you
I'll
as
give
I feel.
The order here, there you go.
As I wish.
Then you get like your own saw.
Yeah.
The people who work there.
Oh, this is a great job.
Yeah.
You do the labor.
Yeah.
You
the
work on the. Oh, that's
work
great.
There look on, smiling as you cut down your own damn Christmas tree.
That's so good.
Then you get to put it through a bagger. It's like a like a
that big
netter,
sock thing.
Netter.
The,
yeah.
So many different things. Yeah.
That would be if that's what you're using for condoms, Marius. I am concerned.
<What?
laughs> There are a lot of holes
fish
in there.
Just,
Okay, and then it goes through the thing, and then they always are like, do you want us to put your kids through it? And like,
yes, please,
on the
yes, I've paid for this, yes.
I paid for this.
Exactly. I want to go after.
50% of my kids do want to go through it. But the other 50% is like, no thanks, and then gets like a little MDS one. Yeah, but it's like a
can
whole
can you
thing.
Go through it?
Yeah, you can. They can pass you through it.
Oh, yes, I'm
and
so glad.
And they do. And then we say, you're wearing a condom. And then everybody looks on like that's not a condom. That's how
and
you
that's
got
your kids.
Kids. Yeah. But it's great. Anyway, I have a lot of, we haven't got our Christmas tree yet. I'm really
well,
excited.
You're cutting it fine.
Yeah.
Literally.
Do you know what it is, though? It is really hard. And I think that all of our listeners will empathize. December goes quick in terms of weekends.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Oh,
first of all, it's the 1st of December. There's like ages left. There's so much of December left. And then you get to the first weekend and you're like, okay, well.
We get into it now.
Yeah, but then that was just the second weekend.
Yep.
And now that's the third one and then it's Christmas. And I just think it could hold its horses
yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
I was going to buy us a gambling Scrabble Christmas calendar. And I just, they didn't have it at my Super Bowls.
What?
You guys kind of owe me a freaking face cake before you start all these
that's
other
coming.
Projects. Yeah, okay. Okay, well, that's great. Yeah, but you guys freaking love your advent calendars.
But that's interesting. Hey, we got a really... I asked the question, how do you navigate through going for drinks and stuff like that when you live in the countryside, in Jutland, stuff like that? And we got a really, really coherent, concise answer email. I'm going to put it out there. Why are you... If you've bought a plastic Christmas tree, tell us why.
Yeah.
copiancopenhagen@gmail.com. Now we...
Why do you hate the environment?
Damn it. I was trying to cut you off from that. I was going to say, now we won't judge. But Marius is going to judge. But which one's Marius? We don't know.
Yes.
Okay. Very interesting. Very interesting. Yes. Yeah, okay. Go on.
Do
you want to cough there?
Killer goblins.
Do you want to cough?
No, I just want to clear my throat. Thank you.
Killer goblins?
Yeah, I think gobbles, you know, the jellyfish kind of thing. Killer jellyfish.
No. Killer goblins, killer gobbles. Never heard those phrases.
Okay. Yeah.
I think jellyfish is probably the most.
Okay, jellyfish, yeah. But what's the Danish? You got a fun word for it in Danish, right?
Vandmand.
Vandmand, yeah.
Yep. Eller brandmand, if they're the dangerous one. Fireman, waterman.
Fireman, waterman.
For those people winter bathing in the Östersea, fair warning, the number of this killer jellyfish,
killer.
A very invasive species, has exploded. Exploded in numbers, ladies and gentlemen. I just want to, be careful. In Latin, it's called a goblin minisopis. In case you meet it and you need to greet it in a proper way. they're aggressively in the swimming around.
Okay,
there,
but
so
will they
careful.
Actually kill you, or are they just?
Do they have weapons or what's that?
Oh fuck! I wasn't prepared for that.
Darn.
I think that's a bit. I mean, that's a pretty big move.
When was the last time you heard?
Killer.
Yeah,
something.
Someone's.
Also, the killer bees. There were the killer bees that also I think didn't kill you.
I think enough of them would, but it needs to be a lot.
I think it'd be funny if we started calling like them like killer men.
Killer
like,
men.
Oh, they can kill you.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Killer men.
Actually,
they could.
Yeah,
they absolutely could.
And they, you know, they do more than jellyfish. Like pretty more frequently than jellyfish. Yeah.
They're not that, as far as I can see, that dangerous to humans. You won't kill you, but it's very dangerous for the rest of the fish. Because they kill the other fish.
Okay.
Food for the other fish. Actually.
Yes, okay.
And then do they eat the other fish or they just kind of let them go? Is this like a plastic Christmas tree situation for the jellyfish?
Sure, yeah, let's go with that. This is a plastic Christmas tree situation for the other fish.
Okay, so like every fish that gets cut down...
So if you're in,
they would have to keep it in their.
If you're going for a
basement.
Dip in the sea, not
in
Östersjön.
Yeah. Then either you gotta kill a jellyfish,
yeah,
or buy a real Christmas tree.
You can decorate your real Christmas tree with jellyfish.
There you go.
There you
Some
go.
Some of them glow in the dark and
they
shit,
look,
right?
They're pretty.
Yeah.
They're pretty.
Yeah. Not. You have to disturb them. They don't just.
You
maybe,
have to disturb
maybe
them.
Maybe they do.
No problem.
Maybe. Sorry.
Yeah. Have you ever heard me? You
know.
Can hear me around the corner. Everybody's disturbed.
Why would I know what a jellyfish does?
You them to make them glow in the dark.
No, but like that's what plankton does. Plankton, like phosphorescence, come out when you like disturb the plankton. Yeah, if they don't, they don't just glow. Well, some of them probably do, but if you disturb plankton, that's when they glow.
Only at night.
Well, in the day as well, but you can't see it.
Whoa! Wait, is that true though?
That if you disturb plankton, it glows.
No, but it's glowing in the daytime.
I mean, I don't think plankton knows the difference between day and night.
Well,
it
sure.
doesn't have a brain, so
that's rude.
See, I'm disturbing them now. Anyway, we're very very off. We're on a topic I didn't think we'd be getting on ever in the history of this podcast. So I was looking at the news and quick question: has anyone here used a sunbed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have.
Yeah.
Not today.
So look at the picture of the three of us. Owen's the one who
pale.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Like he hasn't used it.
So there is an increase in young people, very specifically young people.
Babies. Infants.
One in ten are aged between 10 and 13.
Wow.
Yeah. A quarter are between, I think, that age and 18, like 18 and under. Of some bed users, generally speaking, the numbers are going down, but more youth are using it.
Wow!
At the moment, and it's like it
seems
to be.
They just want to age.
I think so.
Like, give me a shot.
I
don't know if I'm going to grow up. I mean, oh god, that's dark. No, but it's like so. There's research done in Sweden and Norway and Denmark talking about this. So there's this kind of. Big recognition in Scandinavia about like, okay.
So it's a Scandi trend.
Yeah, it's a Scandi
trend.
But
that's so weird. Like, aren't they, I mean, that's really young. I mean, another story is, I started using a sunbed.
Yeah.
When I was really young because I had like really bad eczema.
Yeah.
Mm. And the dermatologist like said, I cannot actually suggest that you use a sunbed because it's really bad for you. However, it would probably make this go away. And I was like, so I should? And he's like, I cannot actually suggest.
I was like,
yeah, it was really weird, but it did. It really helped with my eczema, like a lot.
So, but here's the thing. So the eczema is
good. And I looked great.
But there is a 60% higher risk of getting skin cancer. Or yeah. like birthmark cancer. They have birthmark cancer is what they call it here. But skin cancer. If you use a solarium before you're 35. That's a high percentage.
Yeah. Oh well, I'm a goner, guys. I'm a goner.
I just didn't think I didn't know it was a. I suppose you do see them around the place.
Yeah,
quite
there are a lot of places.
I often wonder
here.
When I see them because you never see like a bunch of people going in and out.
Not like no. gang hanging out.
There. I did yeah. when I moved here though. Also for something, I went to a sunbed here. At some point, maybe it was like that was happening again. I had like really bad eczema. It was the winter. And I was like, oh, I'll just go and do that again.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was so fucking hard. It was worse than a Rizocort to figure out. It was like, that's so hard. You had to get a punch card and then like a different card. And like, well, because there's no person there yet. And it was really confusing. And I'm like thinking about this. I'm like, how are these 10 to 13 year olds figuring it out? And can one of them stick around to show me?
Hey, you! Yep. Can you get this? Can you work this for me?
They must, like their parents must be saying it's okay, which is kind of wild to me.
But I guess there's just, because it always seemed, I've always seen, even as a young person, like when I was a kid, because my mom used them when I was small. And, I just remember thinking
there. You in?
Yeah, yeah. Shut me up. Just anywhere. Just lock him in there. No. But like, I know that I remember her using them and me being like waiting for her outside the solarium thing or whatever. But they always seemed like this weird. Like I never saw the appeal of them, and then it was pretty clear that like, oh, they're actually kind of bad for you.
Yeah.
So I thought it was like not many people use them, but seemingly they're quite popular.
2/3 of the people who host this podcast.
Yeah, I know.
Have you heard the stats?
I feel like I should be catching up here is what I'm thinking.
Well, it was back in the early noughties I did it.
Naughty.
It was naughty, yeah. And it was, I agree, it was very complicated figuring out how the hell, like, I remember going in and then, like, it's just not turning on.
Yeah.
And you're just like...
Surely it's just a
switch.
You're just
lying there.
You had to pick the right one. Yeah. Like, you have to, like, go in. Okay. I mean, honestly, I really recommend going to one of these places. It's like an escape room, but you're trying to get in. It's like, it's pretty hard to figure out, I think. And I think if you can, you do feel accomplished afterwards. I feel like I really... Also, it's an opportunity. Those sunrooms... This is not... You guys feel free to sponsor us because we know the science is you guys are bad, but Marius and I like you.
Yeah, anyway.
But
I don't.
I think there's an opportunity in like these sunbed places to feel like a good person because you are like, because they're like the spray bottle and you can wipe it down and stuff and you get to like discover without anybody watching how good a person you are, like, you know.
By cleaning it afterwards?
Yeah. By like whether you do, how thoroughly
we need
you do
to,
it.
We need to talk about like, you know, your idea of being a good person and your dreams.
We need
to bring that up.
Yeah, absolutely. But I like opportunities where I get to see, I get to watch myself when I think no one else is watching.
Good for me.
Yeah.
Good for me. Yeah. Is that a bit of that going on?
Well, or is it? Am I? Oh,
okay.
Or am I tricky?
Are you sneezing
like
on purpose on top of it?
Am I only wiping like where my butt was?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's not a lot.
Mary's question. Since you've obviously that you're not a fan, but you have partaken. Mm-hmm. The next logical question would be, have you used spray tan?
No.
Oh, no.
Have you?
No.
Have you a little bit?
No, I've never used
that. That date back in the early 90s.
I did have a friend who forgot, who did it and forgot to turn. So he just had one very brown side.
Really?
Yeah. Doesn't somebody tell you? No, you just go in alone and you're just, I really, truly never would spray tan, I'm pretty sure. I mean, I would absolutely, if somebody was like, and here is the thing. And I would be like, okay,
let's do this. Yeah.
But I
don't
would never arrange
the technology
it for myself.
Behind it. I think it's, how does the spray know? How does it? Yeah, I don't know. I can't wrap my head around that. Yeah.
Never done it.
Oh, no, I wouldn't trust that.
Yeah, but it kind of makes sense because I have often thought like, oh, everyone's so bronzed around here. Yeah. Everyone looks so healthy in the winter. Why do I look so pale and sickly?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay.
Sunbed.
Yeah.
That's okay,
I remember
though, because people think you're Marius.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Everyone's like, oh, you probably use this spray tan.
I would fall asleep in them, and then it would be this stark waking up when it turned off, because then it got real cold, like boom. It had this weird sound kind of when it turned off.
Yeah.
And you just wake up in like a dark, cold tanning bed. Yeah. So, yeah. It was a weird experience.
It is experience that I can really draw it back up. Like when you said that, I was like, oh yeah, I know exactly what it's like. Mm. The way you sweat, the thing you hear.
You can put yourself directly back there?
Because it's those little tiny, I used like stickers that you fold. We're like doing motions on our eyes. But like they're like little sun goggles that you're not supposed to see, that you can see on Donald Trump, like where his
leg. Very true. Yeah.
Oh God, is that
and, like, yeah, and when you see people that are a weird color, if you look like around their eyes, like often
you can see where they've had that little goggle thing on.
If they look like they're a sunburnt color, you can sometimes you can at least imagine it there.
But he's doing both, I think. He's both sun
spray tan
and spray tans and bronzer.
He's a busy guy.
Busy guy. He needs to make sure he's tanned.
If there's one thing we know about Donald Trump,
busy.
He's a busy guy.
Busy guy.
Busy guy.
Can't, whatever you think of him, you can't deny it. Busy guy. So that's. I thought that was interesting. Kids are tanning.
Yeah. It's a weird
trend.
Ten-year-olds.
Does it say nothing about, like? Because I'm thinking really, kid's 11. She would never ask to. I would never like. And if she did, I'd be like, no. I mean, I just.
But I think in that article they are talking about introducing an age limit, like 18+, like drinking and
but
smoking.
But I thought there
like,
was.
I think that's
what I was thinking. Is like I think I was probably 14, 15 when I went for the first time, and I remember. Okay, there were ninth grade dance. Some of us, like, people were doing it for the ninth grade dance, and that was, like, 14. But I remember we had to have something signed by our parent for
it. Did you leave for Jesus?
I'll leave room for the Holy Spirit.
That was a really good joke. Yeah. Listeners, yeah, I hope you enjoyed it.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Nothing, no, it's fine.
No, do it again.
The listeners got it.
Say it again.
No. It's for the listeners.
You think
it's
a special one. To this
it's for the listeners. No, I don't. That's why I'm telling you it's for the listeners.
You read an article.
I read a whole article.
Oh my God.
I mean, I skimmed. Okay, but this one's really, really like everything I like in an article. Okay, that headline is, man charged with flying from Denmark to LA with no passport or ticket. And then I was like, I'm probably not going to read this article. That's enough.
That does say a lot.
Yeah.
That does say a lot.
Wow. How did he do that? But then I was like, I have a couple questions. They probably won't answer them because it's the news, you know? And then I was like, let's see. And then I read further. And I might just like read this article. It's so interesting. Okay. Sergey Ochka.
Good start. Good start, Abby.
Okay. S.O., who had Russian and Israeli identification, allegedly said that he did not remember how he got through security at Copenhagen Airport. So he took this flight to LA. He says he doesn't remember how. Of course, we know that that could be a lie. But also, cool if it's not. I think it's really cool if it's not. Okay. So initially, he told the U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers that he'd left his passport on the airplane. Mm. But then they couldn't find it anywhere. And they couldn't find his name on any like flights coming in or out. And he was charged with being a stowaway on the aircraft and pled not guilty. Okay. But they did a search of his bag. And there was a photograph partially showing a passport on his phone. And then he was like on the plane and he tried to order two meals on the plane.
Uh-huh.
And he was apparently trying to eat the flight attendant's chocolate. I just feel like there's a lot here.
Hold on, what?
I don't think he's human. I think
he ordered two meals
during the interview. He gave the interviewers permission to go through the camera roll on his phone, and the most recent photograph in the camera roll was of television screens displaying flight information for flights flying all over the world, including flights to Amsterdam, Munich, Lisbon, Malaga, London. So like they were only allowed to look through a few of his pictures, but he let them see that he had been taking pictures of screens that showed like when in the airport, when flights were leaving for where. He was on the plane. And like, I wonder things like, where did he get to sit? Like he sat somewhere. There was like...
They barely checked.
I know. Yeah, but like there must have been like empty seats. And then like they didn't just give him a meal. So he like tried to order or like... I mean, I'm just so curious.
Oh, but that must be kind of an indication that he didn't have an actual ticket then if he didn't get a meal and he had to order a meal.
Oh, yeah, because you're not counted.
Yeah.
But they do, when they go through, they just hand them out, I feel like. I don't know. If you're a flight attendant and you're listening to this.
But
tell us how he would have eaten chocolate.
But like, there's a lot to get through to get onto a plane. Yeah. You don't have to show your passport so much nowadays.
Oh.
The last check, when you're like... You're at the gate, you're going in, you show your passport with your ticket, right?
But they don't even look at it.
Yeah.
They look at it like they're like rolling their eyes at their mother. They're like, okay, great. Oh, okay.
Congratulations, you got a passport.
Yeah, yeah.
But somebody does ask to see something.
They scan it, I think, sometimes. Mm. They scan something when you're going on. Maybe
your ticket. Yeah. But then, is it just like a sneaky... go around or something it was a not closed off area? Like, there's a lot of questions with this.
I know. I feel like it's really interesting.
I have a friend who's working at the airport at the moment, not for the airport, but doing a job in the airport.
Uh-huh.
And when they're going into it, in the like departure area, there's a member of the airport with them just to keep an eye on what they're doing. Wow. They have to check in with security, and then there's a member of the airport with them while they're working.
Wouldn't that be cool? And their job is just waiting. Was your friend like he was like working in the airport, and he's like, "Let me just see if I can go to LA."
This guy's name didn't start with O, did it?
Yeah.
It didn't. His second name didn't start with S. Did it?
Oh yeah.
Oh no! No.
That's how Owen identifies his friends. Hey, buddy. Your name starts with O.
Hey, it's A-W. Yeah. How you doing? NL over there.
But this is like the kind of story. I mean, it reeks of like, you know, spy something.
Yes, I'm getting spy vibes.
Yeah, I'm getting vibes. I'm getting maybe
or very drunk
who's not,
Russian.
Or someone who's not well.
Yeah. Or sci-fi. I feel like there's a lot of room for like this is...
There was that woman, there was the thing, like 3 months ago where that woman had a complete freak out on a plane and be like, he's not human! human. That guy, that is, I know he's not human. Have you seen that clip?
I've not heard about this.
Oh, I think
yeah,
I did.
A woman yeah. on like one of the a US
like,
airline.
What a way to get people in, you know, from like space. They're like, we'll just stick them on the airplane. We'll just stick them on the airplane. They'll find some chocolate on there.
Yeah.
And then they'll get it. And then he could get 3 to 5 years imprisonment for being a stowaway. However, not that long in the life of an alien smuggling himself onto
to a new planet.
Yeah. Like that's like a fair trade, I feel like.
Russian Israeli. But it does it say anything about, I saw the article as well, but I didn't see, does it say anything about his origins being in Denmark? Like, was he a
no, we don't know how he was here.
Okay, so I mean, he was just, so
yeah, because he must have come from somewhere, yeah. obviously, also, yeah.
Yeah, but borders in Europe, man.
Borders in Europe, man. Bro,
hands up, boards in
so
Europe.
So interesting, though, that then he chose to go somewhere where that would become an issue. Because yeah. if he had stayed in the Schengen region, yeah. he probably could have, whatever. Yeah. I don't know. I'm interested.
Well, he doesn't have a European passport, I would assume.
But the thing that we were talking about, he maybe has one, maybe he doesn't. And not if he's an alien, Marius.
No.
You know, they didn't get their paperwork.
He is an alien. He is an alien.
Okay. But this is...
I'm a little alien.
That's how that song goes. That's right to Sting. Sting, we have a suggestion.
Yeah.
Have you ever considered being a little alien?
I think Denmark or Copenhagen Airport's going to be kind of peeved about this because it doesn't look good for them.
No, yeah.
It doesn't look great.
He must have gone through security. They must have footage of him going through there somehow. Yeah.
I do hope.
My mother once made it when the first time I flew to Canada on my own.
Yeah.
I think I was 11. Wow. She made it all the way out to the runway, me boarding the plane.
What?
And the stewardess was like, how'd you get out here? Like, you need
how
to...
How did she?
I don't know. She was just very adamant that she wanted to, you know, follow
and
her
And yet you
son.
Were never allowed to use a tanning bed.
Yeah. I tell you, a pair of like working overalls or something like that gets you very far. Or hard very hat far. Gets you very far in life.
High-vis vest.
Yeah, high-vis vest gets you very far in life.
This is though, we were talking about this before because I was like, this is the kind of story.
Not in life as in like success. I mean like behind closed doors and
stuff. Yeah, the opposite of that.
Not in the club. Not in the club.
I mean, maybe you could. I don't know.
Maybe
I don't know.
At a rave
but I'm
party.
That's not the specific thing I'm talking about right now. I'm talking about breaking an entry to airports.
Which we don't recommend.
We're just theorizing.
But if you do it, can you tell us how?
Yeah. copyandcopenhagen@gmail.com.
Yeah, we'd really like to hear if you've ever been a stowaway on anything other than the metro.
I've been a stowaway on a train before.
Ooh.
Yeah, I've been on a stowaway on a couple of trains.
Did you?
But I couldn't get a ticket in time, so I just jumped on.
That doesn't feel like the same, Owen.
I mean, I've done that on the metro. So
yeah.
Were you going to a different country on that train?
Oh, that is
not on purpose.
Cool. That's kind of cool. I have accidentally gone to Sweden on the way to the Copenhagen airport.
Yeah.
Two times. Yeah. So I have done that.
I've heard of people falling asleep and wake up in another country.
I was awake. I was awake and on the way to the airport. I was highly attentive. I was at my peak paying attention and I still ended up in
here we go.
I mean, that's a greater mystery than this Russian Israeli guy then.
But this is what we were talking about before the thing is, and what I was saying to Owen and Marius is like that this is in line with like my greatest kind of fear and interest is like that someday I'll do something like this and I won't know it or that I'll do something really bad and I won't know it. That my nightmares right now are all about like accidentally committing murders and having to figure out how to proceed and live the rest of my life as like having murdered and this kind of thing like this feels like I realized the other day I was like Alzheimer's is also really interesting to me because I'm like I guess could see myself having it like I'm just like oh like that's me I'm gonna have Alzheimer's but it doesn't seem as scary when everybody knows the rules, like that there aren't any. And I feel worried that I'm like going to get on a plane like this Russian man and I'm going to get off and they're going to be like, how did you do this?
Are you afraid you're going to have some sort of break? Is that
no, what? That I just like am constantly like
okay, right?
Yeah,
okay.
I said okay
as if I understood.
Do you know,
understand
like, how like some people like will like leave open the cupboard and then like go on with their day and they'll be like, how did that cupboard get open? And it was them.
Do you think you've killed somebody and you've blanked it out?
I worry about that cupboard door more than
most
people do. Cause I'm like, I opened that. Or like maybe I like started me, I don't know. It's my fear. I don't think I've done a lot of things except for like when I'm drinking, when I drank in the past, I like would black out pretty easily. But like, maybe that's where it came from. But like, now I worry. I worry.
So there's something inside you that can do bad things.
Yes, that like,
and you're afraid of how it's going to come
black
out.
Out.
Yeah. Okay.
Drinking.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And do things and say things, and then your friends will be like, "You said this funny thing," and you'll be like, "Absolutely no memory."
I think actually this is the sign of the exact opposite. Because
you would say that because you want to keep being friends with me, but
and I don't want you to kill me.
But also,
no, but I think like, why would you have these thoughts if you're not like incredibly sort of? It's like a sign of empathy, and that you're constantly worrying about, could I have offended someone? Like,
yeah,
you care about other people's opinion.
But like my friend Amy, my best friend since I was 5 years old, she tells me about things in our life all the time, memories that she retains.
About you?
About, yeah. Things we did, things I said, things that I have none.
Yeah, but that's just a good memory. I mean,
I hate that. I don't trust people like that. I hate them. I don't want them around.
Yeah, there's
people with good memories.
I do rely on people having bad memories a lot. I'm like, this will be forgotten.
Actually soothes me. The one thing that actually relaxes me about this like weird fear that I have, even like in my dreams, in my subconscious, is that the people I know with really good memories who remember things that I have no recollection of do still want to be my friend.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that I can just be like, I can't.
You got a husband, Abby.
Yeah. He remembers shit.
I mean, to be fair, I've never seen him a lot.
I keep him away. I don't let him remember anything else.
Often hear that she's got a very attractive husband.
Yeah, I tell everybody. And then I keep him in a closet. And I say, no, I am the best you could do.
Oh, out there. Oh, no. Oh, you don't want to see that.
No, I
children and tanning beds. That's all there is out there.
I do want to give a shout out to Jon and say, wish him a speedy recovery for his knee.
Now I'll tell him to start. You better listen to this podcast.
You better fucking listen to it.
Yeah. Marius, do you have any other shout outs? Like certain tips you could give to the audience? Certain hot tips?
Oh, I got one.
Okay, that'll do. That's fine. It's Christmas.
So,
do you have one?
I'm hesitant because this would be me stepping out of my own comfort zone to go to this thing, which I think could be healthy to do. So that's why I'm recommending this.
Okay. Are we all so curious right now?
Yeah.
A concert in the dark, a meditative Christmas concert with candles. In the shine of the candles. I'm translating. This is at St. Mateo's Church, where there will be sort of a concert in the dark, and you can just sit there and meditate. And I thought that would. My instant reaction was like, that sounds scary. I don't want to do that. Just sit in the dark with my own thoughts. But I actually think that would be very healthy. And
music
I do
as
like
well.
A good church that I think that does something.
Yeah.
Not that I'm like a Christian, religious person, but I do feel some kind of when I step into a church. Mm. So if you're feeling a bit stressed, as we all do in these seasons, go to St. Mateo's Church on the 17th. Am I correct? Where's the fucking date? Yeah, 17th of December, starts at 4.
Okay.
You know, they do. I've seen them do other things like that, and I actually think it is right up my alley. I love the idea of sitting in the dark.
You're getting
now?
More and more
scary. Are
you
getting scared now? But they do it with like ABBA songs and like Harry Potter in the dark.
Oh, Harry Potter in the dark. I've done discos in the dark.
Mm. Okay.
That's fun. Where like you go into a room.
Not all discos in the dark?
No, but this is like pitch black disco. There's only like a tiny.
Dangerous.
There's a really little bit of light left in, so you could see shadows. But the whole point is, and you go in and you dance like no one's watching, and you just you go crazy. That was fun. I don't recommend that around candles.
No.
So
dance like the fire marshal's watching.
That's my maxim. Abby,
do you guys have any?
Yeah. What are you up to, Abby?
I got a show tomorrow.
Today?
The 15th today.
Yeah.
I got a show. At Knock Knock Comedy Club. It's like the English Christmas comedy thing. There's going to be some improv. There's going to be some stand-up.
Lovely.
I am really excited for the improv part, and I will do the stand-up part. Absolutely. 100% will do what is asked of me.
It's your profession, Abby.
That is my
job.
It's
your profession.
I've taken a little bit of a break from stand-up to do some like paper writing on paper and writing in a document.
Nice.
And
Not for stand-up?
Not for stand-up. I've been writing... I'm trying to write a book, guys. I'm trying to write a book. Yeah. And so I've been away from it a bit. So the stand-up part makes me tired to think about. Do you know what I mean? But yeah. I like it. It's, you know, I like it. It's my job.
What a sale. What a sales pitch. I'm tired.
The improv stuff it feels fun because I don't know what'll happen.
Yeah, yeah.
And the stand-up part feels scary because I don't know what'll happen.
if you're in Aarhus, Alberts. Alberts on a Sunday. English comedy.
Can I also recommend that people read your opinion piece?
Oh, yeah. I did a bit of writing.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he did. He done did.
Okay, in the Copenhagen Post, Owen's got an opinion piece on the S train.
Yeah.
We liked it.
We liked it a lot.
Thank you.
And I think you should get in there and read it. It's on the Copenhagen Post. And tell us what you think.
Had kind of a negative, positive...
It was cute.
Yeah. It was cute. It was
you
cute.
Felt, you felt all the things that we feel about public transport. I felt really represented.
Okay, good. That's good. I was wondering what you think.
Yeah.
Until next week, I think the best thing we can all do is stay...
coping.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.